Did you have any festivals last weekend that I missed when I was out of town? Did you get did Steinsville have something going on last
weekend? Steinsville had a wonderful, wonderful festival. It was a great turnout. And, of course, at Steinsville, all those folks are so concerned about their Steinsville school, which it appears that the Richland Bean Blossom School District Board is trying to weigh whether or not they can afford to continue to have that school open. The people from Steinsville and all those supporters are just heartbroken. And they're going to be having a meeting, I think it's at October 18th.
I think that sounds right, because we talked to Dr. Mike Wilcox a couple weeks ago, and he was laying out the timeline for all of that. He said no decision has been made. They are going through the facts. And they're going to try to find out, it's the same thing that everybody else is doing, Marty, is can they afford to keep it? Isn't that what it comes down to in the end?
Right. I am so glad I'm not on that school board, because that would break my heart to have to say to anyone that school would have to close. It is a part of what keeps Steinsville alive. It's a wonderful school. It's great teachers. My daughter went there for her first round of going to school. They were bused over there. I can understand why the parents and the entire town is very concerned. So I wish everyone well, and hopefully they'll figure out some way to make this work. You know, when you lose head count of students attending your schools, you lose
funding,
the financial support.
Absolutely right, and the only way is to get either more heads in there, or money has to come from reallocation, because I don't think you can go anywhere and get a loan to keep this going, can you?
I just don't know what the answer is going to be for them. I mean, I just try to follow county government finance, and it's hard to always know how the school finance works, but I wish everyone well, because their heart is really in it, and I know that the school board's got to be feeling a lot of pressure there too. And it sounds like my dog's not going to be happy right
well,
now.
Well, that's exactly right. That's fine. We'll get him or her on the airwaves here momentarily. Marty Hawk joins us every Wednesday morning to discuss county government and county finance. That's the main goal of the County Council. They're in charge of all the monies going on. And do you have enough money? Are we good? Are we got enough cash in the coffers? Where are we with the state on, is everything up to date and up to order?
Well, I'll tell you, we waited with bated breath all day yesterday and the day before, waiting on an answer back from the Department of Local Government Finance, because it appears that there was consideration, at least, of allowing Bloomington to have that larger piece of the pie of the public safety tax, even though it appeared at one time that wasn't going to be the case. And then there was a transition of folks who worked at the DLGF, and so that institutional memory went out the door with them. So the county was trying to show them, here's what we were told last August 9th, that what we put in place in June of 2016 was not valid. If we'd have had that in place May 1 of 2016, it would have carried forward. Any adjustments made would have carried forward and so forth.
And remind me why it wasn't put in place May 1.
Well, because whoever was pushing for this didn't study the legislation. I mean, what we would have had in place in May 1 would have been, if we had had that public safety tax May 1, it would have benefited Bloomington, not the county. But no one told the people voting on this that it had anything to do with how the money was going to be distributed. So we put it in place in June of 2016, only to find out when we went to a meeting at the state level, no, that's not going to be any good. You know, if you
then
want
you
anything,
had to re-vote on it, didn't you?
Again.
You had to re-vote on it, didn't you?
We had. It wasn't just a re-vote on that. We had to do a whole brand new thing under a whole new different legislation package because we were told by the state that you could not carry forward what we did in June because we were told we weren't supposed to be doing it in June. That was the transition period, was from May 1 until I believe it was July 1. You weren't supposed to be doing anything with it because the state was rearranging how all this is going to work. Well, for whoever, the people who put this together and said, here, folks, we got to vote on this real quick, didn't study the legislation, evidently. So then the state says, no, you have to redo it, which we did. And it really was not a redo because redo means what one would think would mean that you thought what we did in June meant something, but it did not. It was dead and over by the end of 2016. So we put in a new one in place under the new Indiana code, and with the new one, it would give the county a bigger piece of the pie, the way the money is distributed.
Okay, so Marty, let's slow down here just a second, and I want to ask you a question. So when you voted, this is a piece of legislation. This isn't just this isn't some like interlocal agreement or something else. This is a piece of Indiana code that we voted on as that we had our representatives vote on to institute the public safety tax. Is that correct?
Well, the county council and the city council, in other words, the entire income tax council, including also, all voted on this with
but it's a piece of code.
Presented
it's
to us by the legal department.
And it's a piece of code, though. It's not like something that you get to just say, oh, sorry, didn't mean that. I mean, this is legal. It's a legal document. It's not like they can just say this didn't happen.
Well, the reason why the state could say what you are allowed to do, we only can do what the state allows us to do. And the state had made it clear under the legislation we were not allowed to put in place a brand new tax after May 1 and before July 1. I believe that July 1 is the correct date. But we did it anyway because somebody had not studied the legislation. And we did it in June.
But you redid it. You redid it after that, meaning you
We did it in June, that for the very first time. We did it in June. Had it been in place May 1, that would have benefited the city. But we didn't. We did it in June. Now, nobody's telling anybody who's voting on this that it has anything to do with what date you do it, that it would depend on who got what money. So they told us, no, what you did in June is not valid. If you want anything that for revenue to come in for 2017, you have to start it again. You have to do a brand new one under this new Indiana code, which we did in September. But I want to remind you, still no one is telling us there is a difference in the way the money's going to be distributed.
When are you going to find out when who's going to tell you that, and when are they going to do this?
Well, when the city started putting together their documents that said this, we want more money for central dispatch, and this is what's going to be left for everybody and what to distribute. Then I'm going back and I'm looking at the legislation and I'm thinking, whoa, it's distributed different depending on when we adopted it. And so that's when I called the state and I said, check this out, because I believe that they're looking at the wrong portion of the Indiana Code. Well, so the people who were there was agreeing with that. Well, then we had a changeover in leadership at the state, we'll just see what they're
How
going
does
to
the
look
leadership
at.
Change
going
at
to
this?
Look at what we were sent and we're waiting today to say, is it going to be ruled in the county's favor or in the city's favor? And this is hundreds of thousands of dollars over time.
What does the leadership change have to do if it's just following a code?
Oh, it's very tricky because the code says that we had previously had an income tax for public safety, it would be distributed in such and such a way. And if we didn't, then it would be distributed under another
way. So the person that's not there anymore interprets the code differently than the new person in charge?
Right, because if you previously had something that was ruled not valid, would you still distribute money on ad infinitum over something that wasn't valid? Or if you were told by the state, and by the way, we were the only county that messed it up, so I can understand why the new
the other 91 had it in, yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, the other 91 didn't have an issue with it, so we should have we should have their undivided attention.
Well, they studied the legislation and did it right.
We didn't. So what are we waiting for? It's not like they have to go through 90 other counties and sort this out.
No, I'm just. it is my hope that they will say we cannot rule that for forever. Your distribution is going to be more for the city than for the county under something that the county put in place that was ruled not valid.
Whew.
We were told that's not valid. That's not going to work for 2017. If you want revenue for 2017 and beyond, you have to put in place under the new Indiana code, which we did. So you would think that they will distribute under what we did that they ruled to be valid, not distribute under something that they ruled not to be valid.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, one would think, well, I guess it only makes sense to me. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. The city is holding their meeting October 11th at 6:30 and to vote on how this money is to be distributed. And they are distributing under, of course, the
one that gives them the most money, right?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly, until you're told not to.
I understand why they would.
Sure.
They're doing what they think is best.
But I think that the question everybody wants to know is if they distribute this money, then it's ruled that they didn't distribute it correctly. Do you pay everybody back and start over? How does that process work?
I have no idea.
How do you put the toothpaste back in the tube?
So tell me something, Marty. Who gets to ultimately decide how this is done? I mean, isn't this something that could essentially end up back in the state's hands?
Well, if the state should rule that the way the city is interpreting it is correct, and if the county should believe that was an incorrect ruling, I suppose that it could go to court or whatever. I mean, my goodness, I just hope that we'll get legislation. We'll get something from the state that says they recognize there was that what we did in June was not valid, and we sent them the letter that the DLGF had sent to us saying that and making it clear if we wanted it for 2017 and beyond, we had to start again. And so with that letter, that they can see what their predecessor had ruled on, then it is our hope that they will continue on with that ruling. So we'll just have to wait to see what all the lawyers decide. But it will make a big difference because that's money that we were going to count on to make payroll for our law enforcement officers, to cover some of that medical expense for the jail and so forth. And so we will have to take a look at, do we need to make adjustments? Perhaps not this year. Maybe we'd save back some money thinking that we were going to have some kind of a solution to some of the jail overcrowding. And maybe we'll just spend down that money. We'll just have to see how much of a difference this is going to make. It may not look like a whole lot, $170,000. look, how many people does that mean that you might have to consider for salary?
I wouldn't throw away $175,000.
Right. Well, and of course, not only that, then the city is asking for that 36% for central dispatch, which our budget was put together with only 29% for central dispatch. So it does make a big difference what's going to happen and what the state is going to rule, because the agreement with the city was that if they were going to change the amount for central dispatch, they had to do it before July 1. Obviously, they're just now getting it done. October 11th was just going to change our budgetary decisions, and so we'll just have to work our way through that. I want to make sure that people are aware also that today at the commissioner's work session, they will be discussing the purchase of this parking lot that the city decided was going to be for sale, and I see no way around the fact that it looks like we're going to have to buy it, because
that's
it's the
north lot
that goes to. I mean, I don't see any way around it. So I guess we'll find out about that. In addition to which, they are going to be discussing the Thompson property. Woo, Margaret, maybe that means they're going to sell that property. I don't know who'd want it, but, you know, maybe somebody wants it. That would be good news.
That would be wonderful news. It would be just
right,
a godsend to get that out
that
of the county's hands.
To begin with.
So the county's going to buy property off of City Hall and perhaps sell property there. So are we?
No, not at City Hall. The purchase is hopefully that property down south off of Rogers that they can't build on because it's all limestone, and they were going to put the whole
that's the Thompson one, the one before that Marty was talking about. Which property is that?
That's that parking lot. If you're going into the county government portion of the Showers building.
So they're going to buy some property and sell some property. So it's really a net sum gain of what?
Who knows?
Well, yeah.
I mean, do we have a price on this the parking lot?
Well, I hate to quote the price because I don't want to be wrong.
Then don't. That's fine. Give us a ballpark and we'll sell it. It's a ballpark number.
Well over $1 million.
Okay.
Well, I thought it said 1.6, but you know, it's been a couple of weeks since I looked at it.
Sure. So there you go.
I could be wrong.
Wow. But, for a parking lot. That's amazing.
Right. So at any rate, it just appears that what we're looking at is the city holds the cards and we're dancing the tune, and it's very, very difficult.
Where are we on the convention center and all that stuff? We talked about some of that stuff last week. I thought there was something we'd left out there that we needed to get to.
Right.
This week.
Today they are also at the work session supposed to be discussing the convention center and whether or not to go to get one of the financial advisors to give us a quick update on the financials of that situation. Well, that may be a quick update, but what the county really should have is a thorough update presented to us having to do with who owns what buildings, who's going to own what buildings, how is all those buildings going to be operated, and where that money is going to come from. In other words, if this was a private developer and they said, okay, I want to go to the bank and borrow the money to build these buildings and operate these buildings, that bank would say, that lending institution would say, show me your numbers. Show me what it's going to cost, who's going to own it, how the money's going to flow, what it's going to cost you to operate it, because that $35 million food and beverage tax they're asking for to pay for some of these buildings does not cover operating those buildings. So it does no good to build something that maybe over time we wouldn't be able to afford the utility bills or so forth. So we can't make the mistake that, remember when Indianapolis made that mistake and they had to go to all those surrounding counties to raise taxes from them to help pay for their facility?
No, I don't. But
I do.
Not, yeah,
I do.
Not a,
Yeah,
that doesn't
right.
seem
right. And we're not going to have that benefit to go to everyone else to ask for the money to operate. And so we have to know exactly as best we can what these numbers are, not just throw it together and hear everybody quick, let's vote for it. That's what they did with this public safety tax. Remember the big push, oh, you got to do it now, you got to do it
yep.
now, the world's going to cave in if you don't do it right now. And that is just hopefully not the way this county council, we have hopefully learned our lesson. We're going to slow down, we're going to understand what the vote is going to be. And certainly the supporters want to know that as well. If you're there supporting this, you want to know that the numbers you're looking at are as correct and up-to-date as is possible.
Well, that's so hard to argue with. And it's a big project because it's not
quickly
a,
before
yeah,
we have to hang up here, the elevator at the courthouse will not be working, and I don't have the exact date, but it's going to be shut down. So if you have reasons that you need to be at the courthouse, you need to go ahead and get that done if you count on using that elevator, because they're going to be working on it.
That's you want to know that before you get there. I agree 100%. Marty, thank you for your time as always. I can only imagine what we'll get to next Wednesday morning, but we have more than 6.5 days to prepare. Keep us informed. We love the information. We don't always get it in other places, so thank you.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.